Welcome to the second episode in our podcast series addressing some of the doctrines of Messianic Judaism that are not well understood amongst Christians. In this episode, we will examine the laws of kosher food. Many Christians refer to these laws as the laws of clean and unclean foods. This can be somewhat confusing, however, because it implies that the foods are simply dirty as opposed to forbidden. In Leviticus chapter 11, the Almighty discusses some of the laws of holiness. The chapter includes lists of different animals that may not be eaten and lists of animals that may be eaten. The basic law for differentiating fish that can be eaten from fish that cannot be eaten is quite simple. If a fish has both fins and scales, it is allowed for food. If it is lacking one or both of these physical traits, such as shellfish or catfish, that animal is not allowed for food. The chapter also has laws addressing which mammals are to be considered kosher or clean for food. The basic principle is that an animal must have both split hooves and chew the cud. This means that the meat from cows and sheep and deer and goats and moose are allowed to be eaten, while other mammals are not. This group of commandments seems strange to many people in modern Western culture. Some ask, why did God make these animals if they can't be eaten? Not all animals were created to be eaten as food for us. There are different uses for animals. For example, a horse and a mule can be used for transportation, for carrying heavy loads. Most people do not consider these two animals as food because the importance of these two animals for other purposes is very obvious. Other animals are food for other animals, but not for humans. Some animals are so repulsive based on their looks or habits that few people would ever consider eating them. So people do not usually ask why they're not considered food. Examples would include vultures and centipedes and scorpions. Yet, some non-kosher animals are commonly eaten in many cultures around the world. One of the most common examples is the pig. The laws of kosher have very intriguing directions regarding the pig. Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 7, read, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parts the hoof and is cloven-footed, and chews the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the coney, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the hare, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the swine, though he divides the hoof, and is cloven-footed, yet he chews not the cud. He is unclean to you." As we stated earlier, the land animals cannot be eaten unless they have both a split hoof and they chew the cud. Animals that chew the cud are called ruminants. They have more than one section of their stomach. After they swallow the food, they spit up the food. Sometimes they chew it more and swallow it, sending it to the next section of their stomach. The book of Leviticus includes four animals that possess only one of these two requirements. It is quite astonishing to know that the only animal on earth that does not have split hooves, but does not chew the cud, is the pig. Moses also listed the three animals found on earth that spit up their food but do not have split hooves. How did Moses know how to write these four exceptions in the Bible? Was he aware that there are no other exceptions anywhere on earth? The answer to that question is quite simple. Moses did not know, but God did, and God is the one who gave us these laws. Notice a revealing verse near the end of this chapter. In verse 45, the Almighty told us, "For I am Yahweh that brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." God commanded us to obey these laws of kosher as one aspect of holiness. Holiness includes what we do and do not eat. Again, this is a foreign concept for many people in Western society. Does God actually care what we eat? He most assuredly does. Consider the following question. What was the first sin recorded in Scripture? After God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, he gave the first man a command. We see in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, "And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God had commanded them to refrain from eating. The first sin was committed by breaking the law of Eden, eating forbidden fruit. The Bible begins with the understanding that God cares about what we eat. Why did God create a food that was appealing to the eyes if it was forbidden? The very fact that something is forbidden often makes it more tempting. God had created the forbidden fruit as a test, and we failed. Notice at the very end of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we again see that the Son of God condemns people for eating something that is forbidden. Speaking to the congregation in Thyatira, Yeshua said, "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed to idols." Here, in the book of Revelation, in the last book of the Bible, in the book that deals with the end of time, we see our Savior rebuking these believers for eating forbidden food. The last chapter of the book of Isaiah describes a new heaven and a new earth. It describes the end of time. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 16 and 17 read, "For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith Yahweh." In a passage dealing with the end of the world, God includes a prophecy speaking against those who eat abominations. Does the Almighty care about what we eat? He does not simply tell us to refrain from eating forbidden foods. How did the Almighty describe the forbidden animals? In Leviticus chapter 11, verse 11, God said, "And they shall even be an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination." The word said, God said, it is an abomination to eat these animals. Abomination is a strong word. It is detestable to eat these foods, forbidden foods, in God's eye. Does God care about what we eat? He most assuredly does. Just like he cares about how you dress, how you speak, how you treat others. Some people stress the health aspects of eating only kosher foods. That may be a benefit, but that is not what the scripture stresses. What then is the main reason to avoid eating forbidden food? It is simply because the creator of the universe, the one who made you and me and every human on earth, the one who made us in his image, commanded us to abstain from certain animals. Period. It is part of the path which we are called to follow. Paul wrote in the first letter to the Corinthians, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever you eat, let it be for God's glory." Thank you for joining us.